Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Returning to the Small Biz Brain is Bill Casco. He's the president and CEO of Dallas-based Frontline Source Group, provides both temporary and direct placements for technical services, IT, accounting and finance, HR, legal, admin, clerical positions, and a whole lot more. Joining us on the line from Frontline Source Group headquarters in Dallas is Bill Casco. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Your company is experiencing some growth since we last spoke here on The Brain. Give us an update on in terms of the trends you're seeing in the labor markets, how it's affecting the business you're doing, etc.
You know, David, so much has changed in the environment right now that's out there evolving around employment. We've had ups and downs, and for our company, being located in Texas has been a blessing in disguise in many ways, because the recession, slowdown, whatever you want to clarify and call this thing, it really didn't kick in for us until around November of 2008, so we were very lucky. But what we were hit with was a dramatic change from what the environment was prior to that, and so we watched the growth and expansion within the job market throughout the state come to a complete halt. And so we have had to really take a few steps back, reevaluate where we're going with our business, and determine and try, like everyone else has been doing, to figure out where we are going. What's been interesting is that we still have job creation here in the state, and there's still a lot of positive things happening. So for us, our outlook is definitely increasing and getting that light at the end of the tunnel. We can see it. It's going to be a slow road, but this state in particular is going to come out of this thing probably about as quick as it went into it. So we're very hopeful.
Does Frontline tend to work with larger or medium-sized companies, or are you also working with the little small businesses across Texas and beyond?
You know, that's a great question, and I laugh because a lot of people have always kind of evaluated their business and their company based on the large corporations that they're working with because they have their name on the side of a building.
Yeah.
And what's been interesting with this recession is that the companies that had all of their eggs in a basket with all of the large Fortune 500 companies or larger that had their names on the side of the building are the companies that have been hit so dramatic and have been hurt so bad when you have the massive layoffs that have taken place across the country. Our model has always been the smaller to mid-range business. Our business is based on relationships that we build, and so we prefer to work directly with the employer day in and day out, and not through some type of a vendor management or software type system where we're not creating the partnerships and the relationships. So for us, working in that kind of footprint has been a blessing in disguise.
To what extent, Bill, does Frontline work with the job seeker themselves?
Well, right now, with the advance of so many individuals looking for positions and also relocating to the Texas market, we have really had to try to work with them in different ways and get creative to help people. There's so many people calling us every day from all over the country looking to Texas as this mecca of jobs being created and the answer to so many problems. And again, as we're going through this, there are only so many positions and there's the extra people out there. So what we have done is really tried to find ways to work back into the community and help. And so one of the things we've done recently is that we've been invited to different church groups and social networking community events and things to go out and really talk with individuals about what it's like to find a job and what the environment is. You know, many people that were looking for positions before, it was back in, let's say, right after 9/11 in 2001, 2002, the dynamics of finding a job today are completely different. For many people, the average was between 7 and 9 years that they would be in a position and then start to look for a new one. In this digital age that we are in, trying to find a position or a new career or opportunity is much different than it was for many of the people the last time they looked. So explaining to them, for example, that a two-page resume is acceptable, it's fine. Explaining to them that, you know what, this time around, employers are going to look at your resume and understand that you had to take a temporary type of position or a contract position because everyone was involved. This is an unusual recession that it really didn't affect or isn't affecting just one industry. This is an across-the-board, broad slowdown where almost every sector within our economy is affected. And that's never happened before.
One of the
things that's interesting is that normally when we have a slowdown or recession, employers are not necessarily hiring full-time employees in, but they're going to bring in temporary staff or projects based on contracts. That has always been the norm over the history that they've been tracking this. And this is the first time that we've actually seen a slowdown or a decrease in the temporary type positions within companies. And so everyone is having to adjust and look at this and go, wow, this is definitely not a normal situation. So all the old rules and then the Harvard rule of business, throw it out the window. This is starting over and trying to figure out what does your market look like? What is the backyard of every individual in different city in this country look like? And they're every single one of them are completely different.
You've just described it. A lot of your activity is not online. It's actually going to church groups and talking to people face-to-face, very much the front line. But Right. You've created a new venue called Jobber Talk. Tell us a little bit about what this is and how it works.
Absolutely. Jobber Talk was something that evolved after we had our radio show on Sunday nights on CBS Radio, and it was taking away so much time, and we didn't feel like we were getting our word out to enough people. And so we had a brainstorm about this and came up with an idea of creating JobberTalk.com, which was the interactive website that really wasn't focused on our company, but was focused on individuals both looking for employment as well as people involved within the human resource organization. So human resource professionals or hiring managers, business owners that are out there that are looking for a place where they can share information or gather information evolving around the employment sector. And so we launched JobberTalk.com last year, and it's really been a grassroots kind of growth. It was recently written up as the second fastest growing employment social networking site out there.
Wow.
And what's interesting is that it's just been word of mouth. Individuals from all over the country have gone there to join in and post their resume online in hopes of having contacts. And it's worked. I had an email this morning, in fact, from an individual saying, I have a position. This has been wonderful. I've been looking for 2 months, and they found it on this site.
What a great kick.
It's been interesting. You know, one of the things that we've noticed is that corporate America, as they have cut back on their budgets, they're looking for tools that are free. They're looking for avenues that they can reach out and find top talent without having to pay the large fees for the job posting boards. Well, JobberTalk.com gives them that opportunity to go there, to search, to find individuals, to engage in a conversation, and to learn a little bit more. And so taking an idea and a mix of how do we create something that's a combination between a MySpace and a Facebook and all of these other ones was to create this site and location where information could be shared.
Beautiful. So the website for that is JobberTalk.com, correct?
Correct. Jobber, J-O-B, just one B, E-R, talk.com.
Okay, thanks, Bill. And Frontline Source Group, that's frontlinesourcegroup.com as well, correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Once again, that's Frontline Source Group. We've been visiting with Bill Casco. He's the CEO and founder of Frontline Source Group. That website, www.frontlinesourcegroup.com, just like it sounds. Bill, as always, thanks for visiting with us again. We'll keep you returning often as the job market story continues through the next period of time here.
Thanks, David. Truly appreciate it.
As always.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.